So hello everyone, here we are on the second day of root chakra activation. Yesterday we focused on the realization that the softer the root chakra is, the stronger we actually become. Our whole image of inner stability is sometimes twisted by projections of strength and immobility. But really, the balanced root chakra, the empowered root chakra, embraces the paradox of softness and strength at the same time. I don't know if you remember, yesterday I mentioned briefly the principle of the root chakra being the roots, the nourishing roots of the tree of our being. The root chakra empowers us and teaches us to become a tree ourselves, building our whole structure in a way that we are actually able to remain calm in the face of changes. We don't need to run away, we can actually remain just where we are because we finally experience this inner solidity. The very same solidity we're hoping to achieve outside in our life circumstances. Always remember, life does what it knows best, and that is to change. Now, our root chakra is imprinted with many moments of weakness and shocks and turbulence. Our root chakra remembers everything. And as a result, it enters a sort of a state of constant existential tension, anticipating the worst. What we need to learn is to stop protecting ourselves from life's intensities. We actually need to protect ourselves less, because this self-protection is the cause of our fragility. So how do we do that? We let life's changes make us actually stronger and more powerful. That's quite a trick. The practice we are going to practice now is quite a powerful one. It's revealing that, in fact, despite our image of ourselves as being quite weak, we are actually already very strong. You probably don't believe me. So with this practice, we are going to show you that and to unlock the hidden power of the first chakra. This practice takes place by standing. Stand with your legs firm on the ground, with your hands loose next to your body. Standing is an extremely important symbol of the first chakra, since it's all about how firmly we are able to stand and to face everything. So take one deep breath. And now invite one event from your past. It can be from your early childhood, from adolescence, from your early life, or just recently, any event that was shocking, traumatic, weakening. Any intense tension you have had with people, any breakup or experience of abandonment, even physical injuries or dangerous situations that you had to face. You probably by now are flooded with more than one event. Let them all come up. But first let the one to let one flow towards you. Recall this event, perhaps it's even still haunting you, and it made you feel extremely weakened. Maybe you still believe that it is powerful enough to weaken you also right now. So let it flood you. But then, silently tell yourself, I am still standing. Realize you've managed to transcend this event. Here you are. Perhaps it hit you, but it didn't break you. So tell that event, I am still standing. And allow your standing to become even firmer. Feel how your position becomes more proud, more confident, and your posture begins to open up as a result of this mantra statement. Now let another event come your way. Let it flood you. Just let one event that comes naturally to your mind flood you and wash you with its strong memory. And remember, perhaps it hit you, but it hasn't broken you. So recognize, I am still standing. Feel how the fact that it floods you and you're saying I'm still standing, that actually makes you stronger. The shock, the weakening event can actually make you stronger and more rooted. Don't be shy. Realize that you are victorious. Let a third event come. Any abandonment, injury, dangerous situation, tension. And tell that event, hey, I am still standing. Do you realize how strong you are? You are not a small, petty thing. You are strong enough to transcend such events. And now let another event come your way. You can do that, do it all day long. And it will only make you stronger. Let it go through you, flood you, and tell it, I am still standing. Feel how with every event you can allow yourself to stand more firmly, more confidently, because you recognize that you are actually already strong. You have managed to go through all that. You can even allow yourself some small smile of victory. With this recognition, you can slowly return to a sitting position. I'm really inviting you this day to stand and walk with this recognition. Walk on the street, walk at home, telling yourself, I'm still standing after all those events. Imagine that I'm so much stronger than I thought. And I'm going to give you a scary practice for home. This practice is based on your current experience that you're actually much stronger. I'm inviting you to do something that your unbalanced root chakra could never imagine doing. Because right now you know that whatever event comes your way, you can, at least in most cases, 99% of the cases, you can still stand. Based on that, I'm inviting you today to invite changes and challenges into your life. Tell life, since I know now that that I can only become stronger, I fearlessly invite changes and challenges. Now, please don't become superstitious. When you invite things into your life, you're not going to have a spaceship crashing into your house. We don't realize it, but actually our fear attracts many of our problems and upheaval. Remember, that's the secret of all chakra powers, not even only the first chakra. Your chakras flower when they're open, not when they are guarded. You are more powerful when you're open. That's what the chakras tell us. So take a moment today. It could be even before nighttime, before you go to sleep. And do the opposite of what the unbalanced first chakra it does. Instead of pushing away changes and shaking experiences, invite them into your life. If you can do that, you can no longer be afraid. And when you're not afraid, you have found your inner stability. I will meet tomorrow for our third day of root chakra activation. Goodbye.